Here we have two powerful, strong ladies, Desdemona and Emilia, with us. Alrighty, so, ladies, let's talk. We all witnessed something truly terrible and tragic. How about we start out by asking what both of your views are on Othello?
I'm Desdemona, and let me just say, I am so pleased to be joining you guys here. I love Othello dearly, and I am still so confused as to what got into his mind.
I'm Emilia, and I was just as confused as you were, Desdemona, but I started to figure it out. How could my husband be so rude? My gosh, oh, I just...
Yikes, that sounds tough. What is your guys' relationship like? Do you know each other very well?
We are very close and tell each other like everything. Emilia is so loyal and I am so grateful to have her.
Oh, Desdemona, you were too kind and I'm glad we could be so close.
Well, I'm glad you guys have each other. What's a secret that nobody knows?
I cheated on Iago in the dark.
I thought we talked about this. That is sinful. And not for the whole world would I ever do anything like that.
Why not, after all? It's not like it matters that much. Husbands need to know that wives are people too.
That's definitely not something I've thought about before. Here's a burning question. What's something you've failed at in life?
I have the deepest regrets about being so oblivious to the whole situation. How could I have known that giving a handkerchief would result in so many deaths, including myself and my Lady Desdemona?
Oh, Emilia, my dear, don't beat yourself up about everything.
That must be difficult, but I'm glad you have each other. So, you've both been heartbroken. Isn't that the worst feeling in the world?
It's not as bad as being told you're guilty for something you definitely aren't.
Sorry, Desdemona. It's fine. I still love Othello. To answer your question, nothing at all is worse than heartbreak.
Sorry to leave on such a heavy note, but that's all we have time for today. Join us tomorrow to talk to Othello and Iago about their sides of this wretched story.